640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Multiple tornadoes have turned deadly around Oklahoma City. McLean County Deputy Sheriff Scott Gibbons says so far there are two confirmed deaths in Cole.
Based on the damage reports that we're getting back, as significant as it is, reasonably there could be more injuries or deaths that we don't know about at this time.
Oklahoma Highway Patrol Trooper Eric Foster.
Specifically right now, the town of Cole, our prayers, our hearts go out to them. They're strong. I was down there. They're all coming together to search these different properties.
Extensive damage has been reported already. Across the country, a rise in shootings after a simple mistake.
In New Mexico, police shot and killed a homeowner when they knocked on the wrong home. In Missouri, 16-year-old Ralph Jarl shot twice after he knocked on a home around the corner from where he was to pick up his twin brothers. In upstate New York, a 20-year-old woman killed after a man allegedly shot at her car from his porch when she went down the wrong driveway. And now, two teenagers shot in a Texas parking lot after one got into the wrong car by mistake. Christian Haynes is with the Brady Center to prevent gun violence.
These latest shootings are indicative of the ramifications of a gun lobby doing everything they can to sell fear in order to sell guns.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Washington State is set to become the 10th state to ban the sale of assault weapons. The bill now goes to Governor Jay Inslee, who has already said he'll sign it into law. The Supreme Court has extended the deadline to decide whether to keep a common abortion pill on the market. So what does the delay mean? Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
I think what it strongly suggests is that this is a divided opinion or divided decision, and that they're giving each other time to write a majority and a dissent.
The High Court will rule on Friday. An IRS agent involved in the federal investigation into Hunter Biden's taxes is seeking whistleblower protection. CBS's Jim Axelrod.
Lytle sent this letter to Congress claiming his client could provide information that would contradict sworn testimony by a senior political appointee.
I have promised to ensure that he's able to carry out his investigation.
CBS News has learned that was Attorney General Merrick Garland, who gave testimony about the Trump-appointed U.S. attorney in Delaware conducting the Hunter Biden investigation.
Two young sisters missing for more than 3 years have been found safe. In 2020, they were believed to have been abducted by their mother while in Waynesboro, Pennsylvania. According to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, the girls have been found, the mother arrested. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit.
If you're living with chronic pain and have yet to find relief, Select Pain Care of Milwaukee may be able to help. Select Pain Care specializes in helping those that have had their pain for more than 6 months and have tried three or more healthcare providers with minimal relief. Find out if Select Pain Care can help you. Call 414-939-5045. That's 414-939-5045. Or log on at selectpaincare.com.
Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The radio show your mother warned you about.
Actual tyranny of a dictator. Dictator's going to dictate Putin. And what did Trump do? Trump kneeled to the man. Embarrassing Republicans, and you're still with the guy? This is your front runner in 2024? Are you even smoking some of Mike Lindell's crack? What are you thinking?
They're the GCCCP. We are the devil's advocates.
Live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever! And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show, a hump day edition. Kind of feels like a Monday to me. 420 Eve, though, that's something of a holiday around here. Utter disappointment. That's how I'm going to start the show today. Utter disappointment with the Fox News settlement with the Dominion software. Actually, I can't even go there. I thought today we're going to start the show. Me and Dom, my little buddy, it's me and E-Bone right now. E-Bone lightly screening your calls. You can be a part of this show always. Toll free, 844-967-2789. And for our new friends, you know, the bashful that have never called us before, I'm going to do it one more time. 844-96-PARTY. It's a political party up in here. My little buddy just got back from a European vacation. Now, Dom has twice been to Europe this year. His daughter spent a little time there as an exchange student, so he went to visit. And then he and the missus went off, had a romantic little getaway to Italy, by understanding. And I think they all went skinny dipping in the Roman fountains with our pal Bill Press. Hopefully Bill will be back stateside someday soon to tell us about it. Dom, and this is also part of the utter disappointment. Dom, either I got the schedule wrong or something. He'll be on tomorrow. The 420 edition. He'll celebrate 420 as only the Devil's Advocates can. So anyways, I guess we'll find out about his vacation later. Maybe I'll tell you a little bit about my trip to the NAB show. But that could wait as well. Let's start locally. 844-967-2789. I see you, Gary. I might even get to you. Wanted to start locally with some of the political headlines that I missed while I was off in Vegas, going to Katy Perry concerts and not really enjoying the NAB conference. I got to tell you, I'm underwhelmed. I don't think I'll go back next year. You won't have to miss me next year. But anyways, thank you to our fine and capable fill-ins, the two Matts, the very direct Matt Flynn. He filled in on Monday. Thank you, Matt. And Batman, Matt Rothschild, he filled in yesterday. Thank you both. And thanks to the audience. You folks listened, and I appreciate that. You know, I was a little disappointed. I thought there'd be some major drop-off in listenership. But no, apparently some even prefer the alternative host. So anyways, you've broken my heart, Fredo. The lead. Tom Tiffany running for U.S. Senate, buying some domain names. Now, it's not official yet, but when you start buying the domain names up, it's kind of official. And for those of you that know Tom Tiffany like I do, Tom has been very cordial to me personally in our limited interactions. He's been on the show maybe 2-3 times through the years. I've reached out to him a few times at press conferences and different stuff. Very affable, the congressman. Always smiles, always shakes my hand if he's close enough. But he's got a reputation. He's toxic Tom Tiffany. And he thinks he's the right guy to beat perhaps the unbeatable Tammy Baldwin, Democratic senator from our great state, the champion, the lioness, the great progressive, the only really good senator I think we have in the state currently. And she's been an electoral juggernaut, or at least she was 6 years ago. And we just saw how the Protasiewicz turned out. So seeing that Tom Tiffany is buying some URLs, some web addresses, I just wonder, what do you think Tom Tiffany's URL should be? Because I think he might have picked a few of the wrong ones. I'm going to read a little of the coverage from the Journal Sentinel. Then if you've got a bright idea, Tom, two-time loser Tiffany, something like that. But maybe that's Dan Kelly. The headline, Rep. Tom Tiffany buys domain name, says he considers he's in Senate bid against Tammy Baldwin. U.S. Rep. Tom Tiffany this week signaled he's considering a 2024 Senate run against incumbent Democrat U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, buying two website domain names in preparation for a potential bid. Toxic Tom told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on Monday that his team bought the domains ThomasTiffanyForSenate.com. Could get ThomasTiffanyForSale.com. And Tom Tiffany, numerical number 4, Senate.com, as apparently Tiffany weighs a run against Baldwin. Now, I don't think it's going to go so well for the man, but I surely hope he runs. I hope it's a broad field of Republicans, and they bash each other like they've done in the last couple of, you know, prominent Wisconsin races. I like when they have so wounded their own, they send a Tim Michaels or a Dan Kelly off to be slaughtered in the general. But anyways, no Republican has declared a formal challenge to Baldwin for the swing state seat that could help determine which party controls the Senate. Tiffany, a Republican in his second term representing the 7th Congressional District, said his decision to run or not will hinge largely on what he feels is best for the state of Wisconsin. You know, these politicians always decide they're the best thing for the state, don't they? Sort of. All of them. They always come to the conclusion, I've asked God and I am the chosen one. That seems to always be their conclusion. Here's Tiffany's quote. You've got a career politician in Tammy Baldwin. Why do we have the highest inflation since the 1970s? Cost of living has gone through the roof for the people in Wisconsin. Why do we have high energy costs that are going up once again? It's because of career politicians like Tammy Baldwin. Tiffany apparently worked in the private sector enough to hedge himself from that self-descriptor. Tom, you've been in state or federal politics for a bit now yourself, have you not, sir? Tiffany added, also mentioning crime and deaths from fentanyl as issues. There needs to be changes made. The move makes Tiffany the latest Republican to publicly signal he's considering a run for Senate as Democrats and Republicans alike ponder who might challenge Baldwin. Madison businessman Eric Hotvey has said he's strongly considering a bid, and Republicans in Wisconsin are quietly hoping U.S. Rep. Mike Gallagher mounts a run. Gallagher hasn't ruled it out. And Tom, 65, on Monday said what other potential challengers decide to do won't influence his decision. But when asked if he spoke with Gallagher about the Senate run, he told the Journal Sentinel, I think Mike Gallagher should run. Later noting Gallagher's more than $3 million in cash on hand and new chairmanship of the Select Committee on China. He'd be a good candidate, says Tiffany. And that's ultimately what we're looking for. Yeah, but you still think you'd be the best one, don't you, Tom? Here's a little bit more. Democrats were quick to criticize Tiffany, calling him exactly the type of radical candidate the Republican base will nominate and then go on to lose a general election. Yes, don't say that part out loud. Let him run. Let him run. That's what we want to see play out, is it not? Here's another one. Tom Tiffany is an election-denying, anti-abortion extremist who wants to take away our health care, our Medicare, and our Social Security, said Eric Volk, Rapid Response Director for the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Senate race is likely to be amongst the most closely watched in the country. Democrats will attempt to maintain a slim majority, you know, hold serve. Still, Baldwin is a formidable opponent and a proven fundraiser. She reported raising just over $2.1 million in the first three quarters of 23. That's an off year, folks. $2.1 million in the first 3 months of 2023? That's a lot of money. She's got almost $4 million cash on hand at the end of last month. Tiffany, Toxic Tom, $336,000 in the war chest. That ain't all about money, but it helps. Right, Dan Kelly? It would help. 844. Well, Toxic Tom would have to look to, you know, third-party spending, perhaps billionaire Ulines to support his candidacy. Gary from Sussex. Welcome back, Gary. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I got a question. Actually, there's two comments I want to make, right?
Can you talk louder?
One of them, can you hear me now?
A little bit better.
Okay. Can I? How does that sound better or not?
I turned up my headphones, Gary. I know you're getting old, man, but I'm getting deaf, so you go.
Okay. I just want to mention, you know, when we were kids, you go out and play during the daytime and stuff like that. And, you know, there'd be sort of gangs, but one or two guys that kind of pick on other kids and stuff like that. But I want to know, what do you think about what's going on with all these young people getting in these 300 people gangs or 30 people gangs, and they're going into stores and just stealing things and just taking it.
Gary, interesting you should ask me that. I was actually on a Fox News panel, and I got posed that very same question. And first and foremost, from the perspective that they somehow wanted to pile that on Joe Biden, which I suspect is what you're trying to do, Gary, how's it?
No, absolutely not. I just want to know whatever happened to the morals of the kids of today when they can just go in there and just start beating up the living daylights out of people, like in New York, this black young man and his white girlfriend just got just plummeted by a gang of about 20 people. They're lucky they weren't killed. And then they go into these those gas stations and just take whatever they want.
It was effectively hooliganism, Gary, and I certainly am not going to defend it. I don't know what precipitated it. I had seen some passing news reports. I got to be honest with you, Gary. I wasn't watching every news like I normally do over the last 3-4 days. I was working in Vegas, if you know what I'm saying, Gary. But what's your opinion, Gary? I mean, just the kids today, what are we going to do about it? Or
No, it's what's happening. It doesn't happen out in Waukesha, and you know that. You got your studio out there. This stuff doesn't happen. It happens in large cities that are probably run by Democrats and have Democratic attorney generals or, you know.
Gary, I'm going to cut you short there, because last time I was put on the Fox News panel and I had to deal with this, it was an attempt, I think, in no small part, by Fox News to turn the page from the bad policies, the bad stuff happening. I would say, Gary, they don't want to talk about what just happened, the big settlement with Dominion Software. And I strongly suspect most of this is being precipitated by your viewership of Fox News. Come back, more Devils.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu, the bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies overnight with a chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 37. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 67. Overcast skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 40. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
That's per thousand. 28.31 per thousand. Now, this is population.u.com that I am quoting here. Number two is Milwaukee. Of course, they're vastly different cities in the terms of number of people. Number three in the state of Wisconsin, according to NIBRS, violent crime in the United States is most likely to be committed in urban areas. Well, Gary, what do you know? A lot of urban areas have Democratic mayors. But here in the state of Wisconsin, the number three crime city, Rice Lake. Would you have guessed Rice Lake? How about number four, Beloit? Maybe, because, you know, it's down there closer to Chicago, right, Gary? And then Sheboygan, dare, hey. Sheboygan is number five in the state of Wisconsin for crime. Then it's number six, God's Country, my alma mater, or at least the city where I attended college, La Crosse, Wisconsin.